Part 2, Chapter 6, Little Lighthouse Club. When the boys and girls up and down the Leeward Islands in the Caribbean heard the children singing the Little Lighthouse Club theme song, they ran to their radios to listen to the songs and stories being broadcast from the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse on the island of Antigua. The Little Lighthouse Club went on the air along with the first broadcast of the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse at the end of 1975. The program started out with Auntie Arlene planning and producing a 15-minute program, which later expanded to a daily half-hour program. Auntie Arlene Cornelius, Auntie Lucille Archibald, and Auntie Gwen Itterman planned, produced, and narrated the half-hour Little Lighthouse Club program and told Bible stories and other stories. We greatly enjoyed using this method of communicating the message of salvation through Jesus Christ alone to the children of the Caribbean. The Little Lighthouse Club choir was made up of children from the independent Baptist churches in Antigua and the local children's Bible clubs. The choir met every other Saturday for practice and special recording sessions. These recordings, along with the Christ-honoring recordings of the Children's Bible Hour Choir, made up the backbone of the music used in the program. By the early 1980s, we had over 20,000 names in our files of the children and adults who had joined the Little Lighthouse Club and had received their membership cards, a Little Lighthouse Club pencil, a salvation tract, and the first lesson on salvation of our Bible correspondence course. Thousands of these folks continued with the Source of Light Bible courses for children and adults, receiving their certificates from each course. At one point, we were mailing out 2 mailbags full of lessons every week. Best of all, children and adults were being saved through the Little Lighthouse Club's radio program and Bible lessons. One 12-year-old girl on the island of Nevis wrote a letter telling us she wanted to become a Christian. After we replied with an explanation of how she could be saved, she wrote back, "I received Christ as my personal Savior on the 21st of December, 1975. Sometimes Satan tries to come back, but when he's coming back, this is what I do. I sing the song, 'Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end,' and I just shun the devil. Thank you for helping me to find the way to Christ." The programs also challenged and helped the Christian boys and girls. A young girl in Antigua wrote, "I'm a constant listener to your Little Lighthouse Club, and I enjoy it very much, especially your Bible story, which is a very interesting one. It helps me in my Christian life." Another young friend in Antigua wrote, "I have been thinking quite a long while to write. I hear the Little Lighthouse Club from the time that the station went on the air. Every night, if I am anywhere doing anything, I always run to the clock to see if it's 6:30. I like to hear the story and the songs. I also like to hear the children's sweet voices. I am a Christian. I would like to be a member of the Little Lighthouse Club, please." A child on the island of Dominica wrote, "I am 11 years of age and I have a 6-year-old sister. We both listen to the children's time every night, and it's really a blessing. It was because of all the nice Bible stories that I heard about Jesus Christ, which drew me closer to Christ. I'm very happy because of this nice station." A letter from the island of Antigua says, "Thank you for that beautiful letter to let me know the way of Christ. I have asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save me from my sins and asked him to come into my heart. I am asking the members of this club, the Lighthouse Club, to pray for me. A little Lighthouse Club member on the island of St. Vincent wrote, I have received your letter and was glad for my Uncle Wooly pin in the wordless book colors, not only to have him to wear on my shirt, but for his wonderful message, and that he will draw my friends' attention so I can give them the message, that they must come to know the Lord as their personal Savior too. I enjoy hearing your program on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. It blessed my heart. The Little Lighthouse Club aunties prayed the Holy Spirit would direct them as they planned and prepared the daily half-hour programs. And they also prayed for God to use them for His glory in the lives of the children and adults of the Caribbean islands. The Lord answered our prayers. Jesus said, And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. John chapter 12, verse 32.